Welcome to the Art of Money podcast with Art McPherson.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Money podcast, artofmoneyradio.com for more information or to schedule that initial consultation. Appreciate you subscribing. Now, let's get to the show. Back to the Art of Money with Art McPherson, all powered by the McPherson Financial Group. 321-425-8550, artofmoneyradio.com. I want to get back to our conversation from earlier in the show where Art, Coach Julie, myself, we had the opportunity to be in Nashville for a great event that featured keynote speaker Candace Owens. You know her from Fox News, her podcast, Daily Wire. She's a best-selling author. Art McPherson, what was your biggest takeaway?
She is successful. She changed her political affiliation because she said the Democratic Party left her. Her knowledge of the political spectrum is spot on. Mm-hmm. I actually wish we could require her to be able to teach a class in college and everybody would have to take it. And I think she is a very refreshing voice that would do a lot of good was given a bigger platform.
And I didn't know what to expect because I haven't read her book. I haven't listened to her podcast. I knew who she was. I've seen some of her sound bites on, you know, Fox News and on social media. So I expected a firecracker. But the way she spoke wasn't in sound bites, if that makes sense.
Correct. And that's the one perspective I had of her was the soundbite perspective, right? So if she's on a Fox News show or a CNN show, they might give her 3 or 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so she is giving you a soundbite. But that is the one thing that I really appreciated, the depth. And when we got to the question and answer period, she probably answered 8 questions. She was phenomenal. It really showed the depth of her wisdom, I would say, and her knowledge and her breadth of knowledge. If I compare her to our current vice president, no comparison.
I was honored to be asked to be the host and the MC introducing Candace, and she even said, well, once I get done, we're going to do some Q&A from the crowd. I puckered. Because the room was...
You were nervous?
I'm dead serious. I was very nervous because I would say about 90% of the crowd probably leaned right, probably agreed with a lot of what she said. Oh, yeah. But it's that 10% where is somebody looking to pick a fight? You know, is somebody looking to make some headlines? But there was also part of me that goes, well, she's a professional. If somebody comes at her, it's not like it's never been done before.
Yeah. But that to me is, you saw how seasoned she was and you saw how battle tested and mm-hmm. battle hardened she was.
Yep.
The depth of her ability to just articulate very, very clearly and very precisely on any subject that was brought up was what impressed me the most.
Yep. And we had the opportunity to be part of a roundtable discussion. She's teased, maybe I'll run for Senate, maybe I'll run for Congress one day. Well, if she were to make it up into Washington, what would she do about our taxes?
The answer to taxes is to always lower them or abolish them because taxation is theft and it is really unbelievable. You know what I also might do is implement a policy where people actually get to see how they're spending their taxes. I think it's ridiculous that I can log on to Chase Bank and see how I'm spending my money and yet we don't have access, a clear access in terms to how the government is spending our money. And I think that if more people were engaged in that way, as if it were their own money because it is their own money, they would vote differently.
But see how good that answer was?
You know, great.
And that's just a simple question. And look at her response to that. And she had a solve, and she had 3 or 4 specific ingredients that were dead on.
You can see a picture of Art McPherson and Candace Owens when you give a like to the McPherson Financial Group on social media. Here she is talking about how women also need to be involved in the family finances.
Everybody's household runs differently. I actually come from a private equity background, and I think what's interesting, though, is that now that I'm married, you know, we kind of have our own categories and my husband tends to the finances, but I keep my finger on the finances and I always know what's going on. These are the sorts of discussions that you should be having with your partner. You should never be in the dark when it comes to your finances. And, you know, these are conversations that you have right when you get married. I remember having that conversation. It's such a weird phase when suddenly you two are becoming one.
Right.
A lot of people are abstaining from family because they're climbing the corporate ladder. And actually, things get remarkably easier once you become married. And you're able to blend your finances together and set realistic goals. But those conversations have to happen at the beginning of any relationship.
There you go. I mean, she's talking about, you know, being very clear on your financial situation with your spouse or with your partner. And how important is that? That Luke and I, sometimes you call us counselors, right? Where you have a spender and you have a saver. And, you know, the spender loves the freedom the money provides. The saver gets energized, not from the freedom that the money provides, from seeing the assets and seeing those accumulations grow. You have a big difference there. So they both need to be very involved, because if the spender's involved in the budget, there's going to be a lot less money in the savings account than if the saver's involved.
Luke, she made a comment right there about when you get married, it gets easier with their finances. And when you deal with clients or maybe on their second marriage, you know, gray divorce is a real thing, but so many people get remarried. Do you find the same aspect? Do you find that it's a little bit easier? People are approaching retirement in that second marriage with finances?
I think it can get easier if you trust each other. You know, if the hard part about a second marriage is if you feel like for whatever reason in the first marriage you got burned. So you're kind of, you know, safeguarding a little bit. And I see a lot more of second marriages do financing separately, mm-hmm. you know, because you may have kids from a different relationship. You kind of have different, you've had a whole life before this one. And so to combine things at this stage for some is difficult. You know, I will add into, you know, just to piggyback onto what Candace was saying, you know, when things get easier when you first get married, you know, not the second marriage, but me personally, you know, Stacy and I, we had separate bank accounts for a while, and it was funny. It was like if it was her turn to pay for something or my turn to pay for something, it would dictate where we go. I was being cheap, and I think that was, you know, or she wanted sushi, right? I was trying to secretly save for the Masters that I went to in 2016 before we got married, and you know, and we finally just combined bank accounts, and it just had that conversation, made things a lot easier. But we do have some clients who are married for the first time, keep things separate. It works for them. Whatever works best for you is what's important. But I think, you know, on that second marriage, there's a lot more safeguarding of things because of the past.
And if you're in a situation where a gray divorce is part of your reality, 321-425-8550 to help protect your assets. Again, 321-425-8550, artofmoneyradio.com. One more from Candace Owens. We are part of a roundtable at a great event. And this was a little surprising. Somebody asked her, who does she like as could be the possibly the new POTUS?
Okay, so I'm out on DeSantis. I'm not a fan of DeSantis's campaign right now. I think they kind of promised that they were going to be Trump, but without all the drama, I guess, was kind of the initial pitch. And I think that they've engaged in a way that I think has been unkind toward Trump supporters. I really like Vivek Ramaswamy, and I was saying that very early on, and now he's kind of surging, you know, in the polls more and more. And I had him on my show, and he had such a clear vision. He actually does stay above it. Like, he stays above the fray. He gives so much credit to Trump and all that he's done for America. He also gives credit to DeSantis as a governor. So there's something about that that just automatically feels more unifying. Right. So he is, for me, the candidate to watch. You know, I'm going to support whoever wins the nominee.
A little bit of a shocking response from Candace Owens.
Well, I think she's wise in that, though. You know, I think everybody in their heart of hearts would love to have Trump 2.0 without the drama. Mm-hmm. But is there a Trump 2.0 without the drama? That's what we're trying to find.
Yeah.
Because his policies, his moxie when it comes to political things, you know, his ability to negotiate with foreign countries in the world is proven to be very, very strong. He was very good for the country, but the baggage, I relate poor Trump right now, is having as much baggage and chains on him as the ghosts of Christmas past.
I was a little surprised, too. I thought DeSantis would be making more noise right now. And again, these are the same polls that said that Hillary Clinton had a 90% chance of winning. So I don't know what to believe right now, but I do say that coming from Candace Owens was a little surprising.
Yeah, it was a little bit surprising, but I think Ramaswamy, I don't know if you guys have heard him speak. He is, what, like 38 years old. He is brilliant. He answers every question. He doesn't pause. He doesn't say, he doesn't pause. I mean, he's very somehow polished at a young age, and some of his viewpoints align with mine. So I am looking forward to seeing where he goes. But I mean, right now it's Trump's the front runner.
Yeah.
Unless he gets in trouble.
Well, there's a reason. So reason he's running, you know, starting to increase in the polls, you know, so as people get more aware of him and as he has more of a footprint, you know, so to speak, maybe the debates will be a big launching platform for him. We'll see how things go. But right now you've got a lot of people with their toes in. Not a lot of people are getting traction, except for him. He seems to be the only one to be getting any traction at all.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Art McPherson of McPherson Financial Group? Find us online at artofmoneyradio.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC. McPherson Financial Group and ProStatus Group, LLC are separate entities and are not owned or controlled by World Equity Group, Inc. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Investment financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. Art McPherson is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Arthur McPherson. Florida Insurance License Number A1 174725.
Today's show has been a work of art.